tournaments for the Love of the Green program, with the goal of producing the only zero-waste carbon-neutral tournament on the PGA Tour. Tickets are available now. Go to bmwcharitygolf.com.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
One at Milwaukee. Tyson Pumachon headed to Atlanta maybe to help Georgia Tech's offense. Jack Nicklaus says he turned down $100 million from the Saudi-backed group, and Clemson heads to the beach to face Coastal. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. A lot to get into today. Dr. Milt Lauder is going to join us. He'll do that at 7:25. I want to get into the Phil Mickelson stuff with him. A couple things. Mickelson, big story out on ESPN, and it looks like it's going to get worse for Mickelson as far as a new book that's coming out. And he just continues to dig a bigger hole for himself. I'll ask maybe advice from Dr. Lauder to Phil Mickelson, and also talk about, put in our context, when life seems to be spiraling out of control in our lives, what do you do? How do you handle that? So we'll talk about that a little bit. 7:25. 8:05 this morning, Tony Rell is going to join us, thebigspur.com. Got some Gamecock football questions to get into. We'll take your Gamecock questions for him as well. Talk some recruiting with him. Looking forward to it with Tony Morrell. That's 8:05 this morning. Bunch of phone calls, bunch of texts to get to from the sports world last night. Clemson heads down to the beach. Good news weather-wise, it's going to be one of those just Chamber of Commerce days down in Conway, South Carolina today. Sunny and 83 degrees at the first pitch, 6 o'clock first pitch, 5:30 pregame show. Should be a beautiful weather down there. Then Clemson heads back to the upstate to face Boston College. They're actually going to play these games. I don't know if you know it's seeding or not, but man, the RPI is affecting college baseball. Teams are mutually dropping other teams all across the country. It's happening at a rapid pace right now. I'll get into that story a little bit later on. Speaking of baseball, Braves offense just almost non-existent last night up in Milwaukee. Braves lose 1-0, only have 2 hits on the day. Braves fall to 16-20 overall. Twins over the A's 3-1. Tigers beat the Rays 3-2. Marlins beat the Nationals 8-2. Yankees pound the Orioles 6-2. Blue Jays soar over the Mariners 6-2. It was Red Sox doubling up Astros 6-3. The Cubs shut out the Pirates 9-0. Rangers beat the Angels 7-4. It was the White Sox taking a 5-3 victory over the Royals. Giants beat up on the Rockies with 7-6, or outscored them 7-6, and the Dodgers cut off the head of the Snakes, D-backs 5-4, Mets and the Cardinals postponed last night. Got PGA Championship going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we'll give you the golf news coming out of that. Biggest golf news yesterday outside of the Mickelson story on ESPN, which we'll get to, said that it was not Greg Norman, it was Jack Nicklaus who the Saudis first approached about being the face of the tour. And Jack Nicklaus said that not once, but twice, once verbally and a second time, wrote them back an answer. They offered in excess of $100 million to Jack Nicklaus. I'm going to ask this later on. Just in sports, I don't want to get into too many things about your personal life and things on these lines of, but for $100 million in sports, what wouldn't you do? I'll get you the Jack Nicklaus quotes coming up a little bit later on for that. Drew Brees says that he might play football again. He actually said he might do anything again. So we'll get that story a little bit later on. I have early lines for college football, including three Clemson lines we'll talk about, including the Clemson and South Carolina line. That's not an early line. It's a late line. Early lines meaning it's early that they're coming out. But I'll get you some lines for college football to talk about today. Speaking of college football, Tyson Pumajon headed to Georgia Tech. Hopefully help out the Rambling Wreck offense for him. We have the RPI stuff to talk about in baseball. I'll get to that. I have that Mickelson story. It's not good. I'm going to read part of it, some quotes from folks. Pretty good piece. The article by Mark Schlabaugh and Kevin Van Valkenburg about this time last year, Phil Mickelson was on top of the world at Kiawah Island. And 1 year later, his whole life has spiraled out of control, man. And he's fallen from grace about as fast as anybody. So we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. Beautiful day today here locally. Clemson men's golf team, oh, by the way, tied for, or alone, I should say, in fourth place. Top five advance, round two of three going on up in Columbus, Ohio. Oklahoma State shot 4 under par, nation's number 2 team. ECNC State 2 over, San Francisco 4 over, Clemson 5 over, the host Ohio State 6, Duke 6, Georgia Tech 6. Tigers play at 8 o'clock today. South Carolina is at the Norman, Oklahoma regional. They're one shot behind Oklahoma, the leader, the home team there at 10 under par. Oklahoma's at 11. Auburn's at 8. Utah's at 8. Texas is at 6. And Ole Miss is at 1. Georgia is 4th in their regional in College Station. Arizona, 12 under. Pepperdine, 9. A&M, 8. Georgia, 7. Oregon State, 3. We have 6 regionals, 5 teams from each regional make it. So 2 more rounds to go, round 2 coming up today. A lot to get into today. Looking forward to it. The producer of this and Mondays and Tuesdays shows, the juggler, the real estate mogul that he is, Mr. Will Clinton. How you doing across the glass over there today, buddy?
Quite chipper. How are you?
Chipper Jones, needed from the Braves offense at this point. Do you pull for the Braves?
I do.
Can you do something about your offense?
I mean, Chipper's on staff, isn't he? Can't we just pull him out of retirement?
Do something, man. Do something. They're not good right now. Of course, Braves fans will tell you, we weren't good this time last year. Okay, well, we weren't good this time last year either.
If we're going to take the approach we took last season, we're right on track.
Yeah, right on track. Everything's going fine there. Did Acuna, is he hurt? Is he to sit out last night? Do we know anything about him? He didn't play last night. I was trying to look up averages. So one of the things I did late last night was look up the averages of Olsen and Freddie Freeman. Olsen is hitting .254 right now, which in Major League Baseball, that average isn't a thing to do. Anyway, Freddie Freeman's hitting .302. So far on the RBI and the home run count, Freddie Freeman, make sure I write, he didn't do anything late last night. Freeman in this season, 3 home runs and 14 RBIs. That's not big power producing numbers there. He's projected to hit 14 homers and 67 RBIs. So not great for Freddie Freeman. Average is good, but not producing a ton of runs so far, at least there with the Dodgers. Meanwhile, Olsen average is at 254, but 4 home runs, 15 RBIs for him, projected for 18 home runs and 68 RBIs. So neither is really lighting it up as far as run production goes. So anyway, just a little thought there for Braves fans. How was your Monday? Anything going on? Anything you need to know about?
Nice and easy Monday. Did some laundry, you know. If you would have been a fly on the wall watching me, you would have been sleeping.
Is this boring for you?
Boring but productive. Oh, yeah.
Good, man. I was productive. I got a haircut yesterday. Drake and I had a great time. We played like crazy. Got it all done yesterday. And then I think we're doing museum today, so that should be good. Now, are you doing baseball tonight?
That I'm not sure. It'll either be myself or Mr. 3424.
How do you figure that out? How does that work? Rock, paper, scissors? What goes on there?
Usually his wife decides.
Based upon their... I tell you, man, in other words, you're working. These are the most social people I've ever met in my life. These people get after it. Acuna's not played since the 10th of May. Is he hurt? What's his deal here? Yeah, day-to-day is his status right now. This is day-to-day. Didn't realize this. So the Braves are just red, white, and blue right now rather than red, white, blue, and yellow for him. Segment 2, what do you have for me today?
We're going to preview the second round of the NHL playoffs.
I love it. I'm an NHL fan, except my team stinks.
Maybe you can pick a new team.
I love that. Have you kept up with the Phil Mickelson stuff?
Lightly, yes.
There is, this time last year, this guy was walking on cloud 9. He became the oldest major champion. The chants all around Kiawah Island's ocean course reverberating after he took the golf world back by storm. 1 year later, he's in exile. Nobody likes him. Everybody's blaming him for everything. There was a light bulb that went out in my house last night. We're blaming Phil Mickelson for gas, $4 a gallon, over $4 a gallon now. Mickelson's fault. Everything's Phil Mickelson's fault now. But I have some interesting comments for some other players out there. And then the big news is you don't want to get on the wrong side of one of his former business associates. Because the first book is damaging to Phil Mickelson, but the second book is not going to be as kind to him. I was told by someone in golf about 2 months ago that the Billy Waters book about his relationship with Waters and their insider trading stuff that went on, it's not going to be very flattering for Phil Mickelson. So we're going to get into that story today. ESPN has a really good story up about it. It kind of reveals a little bit of that. But I wanted to get with Dr. Lauder today. I have not participated in insider trading, right? And my business associates aren't currently imprisoned. But I made some mistakes in my life. And there are times where, man, I've compounded my mistakes by another mistake. So, and I think we all have done that. I don't know anybody who hadn't done that. So we'll ask him, man, when life kind of spiraling out a little bit, what do you do? And what advice would you have for Mickelson? So we'll get to that a little bit. Should be a good one. That's in an hour. Before that, segment 2, and then before that, we'll talk some of the other things going on. Hey, Tiger Sports Shop. I had lunch yesterday with Sean Cartmell of Tiger Sports Shop and his son. My son and his son got together. It was a great time. It was really good. Caught up on everything going to Tiger Sports Shop. They had a little outing with the corporate outing the other day. Tell me all about that and all the great things. Had a great graduation weekend, last weekend. They're hoping if you're coming in town for the softball regional or for the baseball series, hoping that you stop by and see them. Yesterday, Drake and I, after lunch, went in. I hope they didn't get too mad because we played with one of the basketballs there for about 20 minutes. One of the Clemson basketballs for about 20 minutes inside. Didn't buy it. Should have bought it. Anyway, we got to be a basketball house as it is. But I had a great time over there. Always enjoy my time. The shop looks great. I went to the downtown location yesterday. Looks fantastic. So they've got a bunch of softball shirts out, bunch of baseball shirts out, getting you ready. But all the new baseball hats are in, finally, from the supply side that had that issue. They're all there now. It looks great. Go by and see them. If you're coming into town for some, you need some cool fabric, because it's going to be hot outside all weekend long. Get the latest, greatest. Get it from Tiger Sports Shop. Two great locations. It's tigersports.com. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton talking some NHL playoffs right after this.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy 5, get 1 free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating over 20 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units.
Hey, honey.
Hey, Mom. How did Jordan's interview go?
I'm not sure. Your brother isn't home yet. Oh, one sec. Someone's at the door.
Are you Mrs. Lewis?
Yes.
Mrs. Lewis, I'm Officer Taylor. Your son was in a crate and has died.
What?
He wasn't wearing his seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle.
No. No.
Mom, is everything okay? Mom, answer. Hello?
Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We're your flagship station for Clemson baseball. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Now, we're going to take another break. No, I'm just kidding. Keep that thought, buddy. Keep that thought. Elkmont Trading Company. My great friends at Elkmont know that I'm there. Like, this weekend is my mother's birthday. I always stop by. Like, for Meredith's birthday, Valentine's Day, anniversary, Mother's Day, Christmas, that's where we go. Love Elkmont. Love everything they have there. And I'm starting to buy for myself a little bit, too, to be honest with you. I've got Elkmont brand shirts. I wore my Elkmont Clemson shirt the other day to play golf or practice a little bit. Loved it. Get compliments on a couple of great shirts I get from there. My own running shoes, that goes without saying. Everywhere you go, people ask me about it. Either you have own running shoes or you want, or you'll own running shoes one day. The biggest one that I hadn't had yet is Vuori. And, man, the folks at Elkmont are just raving about what Vuori is doing right now. Stop by and see them. They got 2 great locations. The selection is amazing. Now, I haven't even talked about the kayaking and paddleboarding and all the outdoor gear, the camping and all that. Eventually, I'll buy a tent and hammocks from them. I asked my wife, we need a hammock. She said, yeah, I think we might. And then tents, Drake keeps talking about we're going to start sleeping in the backyard a little bit more now. We're not quite there yet, but I'll do all that outdoor stuff with them. We love it. We've rented paddleboards and kayaks from them in the past as well. So we love going over there and seeing us good folks. Think about Elkmont Trading Company, 2 great locations, 153 across from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville, 93 and 123 here in Clemson. It's my friends at Elkmont Trading Company. Segment 2 with Mr. Will Clinton.
Tonight begins round 2 of the NHL playoffs. We've got Wednesday taking on the third and fourth series. The first two, Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And also tonight, Colorado Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues. Now we know, Mickey, you don't really have a dog in this fight this postseason. You might want to choose someone moving forward just to keep it interesting. I don't know if you just watch for fun.
Yeah, I keep up with it now more than just watch. I'll tell you this, like, my team can't even spell playoffs right now. We're not in the neighborhood. We're not in the city. We're certainly not in the cul-de-sac of the street. We're not in the same zip code as the playoffs right now. So that's hard when your team's out. And my team's the worst team in hockey, so I get that. I kept up with the Panthers and the Capitals series because of the fights in the stands that I saw. I didn't know those two teams didn't like each other, but you saw some of that. Lightning's had a ton of success here in recent years. And those two teams, that's going to be a fascinating series beginning tonight. That's 7 o'clock TNT. I have no emotional ties to the Blues or the Avalanche. Blues are kind of a underdog or fairly big underdog against the Avalanche coming in, I guess, 9:30 TNT tonight. But I don't have any kind of emotional kind of tie there or anything. Rangers and Hurricanes, I should probably pull for the Hurricanes. I do have a hard time. Let me also Oilers and Flames. No really emotional tie to either of those. Those are all game ones coming up. But let's say this. I have a hard time. Never pulled for the Atlanta Flames when they were, the Flames, whatever. I have a hard time pulling for, like, the Carolina Hurricanes because there's so many NC State fans and North Carolina fans. Last time I was in Raleigh during the summer for the Carolinas Mid-Am a few years ago, and they were in town. I was going to go see them, but the whole city was all NC State Wolfie fans pulling for the Hurricanes, and I can't, like, get in bed with those people. You know, like, I can't pull for the Hawks. I can't pull for the Braves because there's so many Georgia fans that are Braves fans. Right?
I find it hard to root for any professional team that wears red.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Except for the New York Giants wear the red jerseys. No, I like that a lot, but I don't really pull for the Giants anymore because I don't wear the red jersey. But you're right. Red's not a color that I am fond of when it comes to my professional sports teams. Nor is it do I want to sit there and high-five a guy that I don't like because of college football. My fandom for college football is so big that I cannot get in bed with the Hurricanes or the Falcons or the Panthers or the Braves or the Hawks. See, what's crazy is, like, your neighbor, you can't, let's say your next door neighbor is a Georgia fan. Clemson fan, we don't like Georgia fans, right? But, and you know that, in college football season, like, when he beat you last year, you looked at him and, like, he looked down upon you, looked up at him like, I don't even talk to me, man. I don't even like you anymore, all right? But then, in baseball season, people say, hey, man, how about our Braves? Hey, buddy, can't do it, man. Can't separate it, sorry. It's not fair. Like, in politics, the left and the right can't say, well, we're both gun owners, so we're going to agree with this. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't cross lines like that. And to me, the fandom of football takes precedence. That's the right word. So I like to pull for the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are good. Interestingly enough, if you look at it, the standings, I mean, the teams that were favored to win for the month, and it took seven, but we've got some really good teams left in this thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was not total chalk, but it was a lot of really good teams advancing.
And I'm lucky because I'm coming in this with no emotional attachment. I really don't follow the NFL until the playoffs anyway. I'm just looking for good matchups, and we really got that in the first round with about 80% of those series.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs got beat in round one. The Wild got beat. But that's it. Everybody else, the top two teams in the Pacific, two of the top three teams in the Central, the top two teams in the Metropolitan, and two of the top three teams in Atlantic. So pretty much chalk early as we head to these conference semifinals, I guess is what this is right now. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite team? You don't have a favorite team at all?
I do not. I had friends that cheered for the Rangers,
yeah,
but it didn't stick for me.
Yeah, I didn't realize this. Avalanche coach is former Greenville Grouse forward Jared Bednar.
Oh.
Didn't know that was the case. Here's the thing about the NHL playoffs. We just saw all those wonderful Game 7s and the energy around all those Game 7s. With that said, I think the NHL playoffs just put the NBA playoffs to shame so far. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. He had what was the average margin of victory set in one of the series? I think we talked about it yesterday a little bit. I think he said like 20-something points.
I think it was 23.
23 points was the average margin of victory. You know something else that the NBA playoffs have presented? This has been about a 5 or 6 year phenomenon now. So many injuries in NHL playoffs. I mean, in NBA playoffs. Mm. In NBA, you got superstars that are missing playoff games and playoff series. In the NHL, you don't miss time. Like, the guys don't, and you can't tell me it's not because it's physical. It's more physical. You take a puck to the face and you get 47 stitches in your mouth and your face. You miss a shift. You might miss a period, but you're back at the end of the game. So that's big. This guy's covered that cup. That's great to see. All right, so we're going to pick a team here. Is that what you want to do?
What I want to do first is I want to rank these in terms of interest, these four series.
Okay.
Number four for me is the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think this is going to be a very captivating series. I think the Panthers, they find a way to win in the playoffs every single year. It feels like they're, you know, at least in the semifinals. Panthers are coming off 3 wins in a row in their playoff matchup in the first round. And they were 2-2. They split the head to head matchups, but I feel like right now in terms of where both these teams are, I feel like the Panthers have a huge advantage.
So here's a question for you. You don't buy it, the Florida deal.
I cannot.
The Sunshine State battle. You're not buying that.
I can't think that these NHL players from Canada, and Europe, and Russia, just because they're 270 miles away from each other, that they have this hatred for each other.
I got you. You know what's interesting about these playoffs? Are the remaining playoffs moving forward? Of the 8 teams, you only have 2 Canadian teams. You get 3 Southern teams. You have more teams from the South than you do from Canada left at the final 8. Anyway, so that's number 4. What's 3 for you?
Number 3 is the Avalanche and the Blues.
All right.
Again, I think the Avalanche have the advantage in this game. In this series. I think that they can win this in 6. The Avalanche swept the Nashville Predators in round 1. I think they were the only team to do so in the first round of the playoffs. So they're coming off of 8 days of rest.
Sometimes you think it's good. Sometimes it's not. Right? Rest or rust.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Second.
Second, the Hurricanes and the Rangers.
Ah. Not buying the local flavor as far as the best one.
No. And, you know, you bring up a good point. Don't like the red. Don't like the NC State fans. But that has nothing to do with generating interest for me.
Yeah.
You've got some good matchups, but... The Hurricanes goalkeeper, Frederick Anderson, I believe he's sitting at least game 1.
For injury suspension, what's his deal?
For injury.
By the way, Ronald Acuna has a groin injury. We found that out during the break. All right. And then so that leaves the number 1 series.
And I think the Rangers are going to take that series in 7. Right. The Calgary Flames and the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
And they're actually closer than the Florida teams. They're 186 miles away, these two places.
I did not realize that they're so close. Out in Western Canada, McDavid is a superstar.
Yes.
And he's fun to watch. He got to a slow start in the last series, but boy, they turned it on, I think. And Oilers are contenders. You got a bunch of 50-win teams, though, in this thing, like I said.
Oh, yeah. This matchup, in the regular season, Edmonton's Connor McDavid, number 1 in points. Calgary's Johnny Gaudreau, number 2 in points. And then Edmonton's Leon, you're going to help me with that. Draisaitl.
Yes. Yeah.
Number 4 in points. So you've got some really efficient teams, at least in the regular season, meeting in the second round. This is going to be a great matchup. I'm really excited for this one.
Deadhead Tiger said, a fun method I use for the years of the playoffs is, when you don't have a dog in a fight, pick the biggest underdog each round and cheer for them. Or find a team who with an old guy who's never won a big one before. Good strategy, Deadhead Tiger. Can agree with that. I like that strategy. Find it for it. Uniforms are important, too. I pick a team to pull for in everything. I can't pull for the Rangers, though. I'm pulling for the Hurricanes in that one. I like the Oilers' uniforms better. The colors better there. I'll pull for the Oilers in that one. Blues and Avalanche. Lightning. I'm pulling for the Lightning, Jeff Scott. But you think like the Lightning and the Panthers can be like Miami Hurricane fans and Florida Gator fans kind of? Nah. There are no Miami Hurricane football fans. So it's not like a big rivalry there as far as those are concerned.
It's not going to be a Lakers-Celtics match.
Right, yeah, good point. When we come back, I want to get into the Phil Mickelson story. It is interesting, to say the least. And ESPN has written, and there's more going to be more stuff coming out. But how did Mickelson fall from grace in 365 days? It didn't take him 365, but in the last 365. How did he get to where now he's the sworn enemy of all involved in sports? Hey, my friends, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. This is your sworn ally from a business standpoint. They have saved people's businesses. They've saved us thousands of dollars in our business, in our family, and our business stuff. We love the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. The Patterson Tax Service does a great job of tax consulting, tax planning, obviously filing your taxes for you. But when you plan... You know that old saying, but when you plan, you end up doing a lot better, and we got a great deal as far as what we're concerned with those folks and love what they've done for us. The bookkeeping, the payroll, the accounting, let them take care of all that for you. It's my great friends at Patterson's Tax Service, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Mickelson's fall from grace right after this.
Do you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Venture X from Capital One is the card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's never too late for deep spring cleaning on your home. Give my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning a call. Schedule today and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129. Mention me, Mickey Pollard, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean. Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where my favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. No contracts, no pushy salesmen, and no beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Estes Heating and Air is celebrating over 20 years of service to Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville by offering some of their biggest discounts ever. Take $200 off the new Heil installation, plus an extra $50 off when you mention WCCP. Whether it's pre-existing residential, new construction, or commercial, Estes prides themselves on being one of the best in the business. An elite Heil dealer, they're sure to exceed your expectations from install to maintenance, today and years beyond. Call Estes today at 864-718-7200.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Championship Rodeo returns to T. Ed Garrison Arena May 26th through 28th. Cowboys and cowgirls from across the state will compete in bareback bronc, tie-down roping, barrel racing, team roping, and bull riding. The action starts at 8 p.m. nightly. Adult tickets, $12. Students, just $8 with 5 and under free admission. Sponsored by Home Place Horse and Cattle Company, the South Carolina High School Rodeo Finals. May 26th through 28th, T. Ed Garrison Arena, Clemson.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mattress shopping is not fun. It can be brutal. Most of all, it's a sticker shock. So I want you to go to Engineer Sleep instead. Congaree Road in Greenville. You can lay down. They've got this thing designed now, or got it narrowed down to 5 or 6 different firmnesses. I'm going to help you save hundreds of dollars when you buy directly from the manufacturer at 70 cents a night. Would you pay 70 cents a night for better sleep? Go by and see them Monday through Saturday, stress-free. It's a pleasant buying experience for you. So great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineersleep.com. The WCCP code, 10% off. When you put that code in as well, you get 2 free pillows. We're talking about up to $475 savings. Free local delivery as well. American made right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Engineered Sleep for a better night's sleep. Rest assured, the best you can get is Engineered Sleep. We love our Engineered Sleep bed. One of the best decisions we've ever made is Engineered Sleep and engineersleep.com. I'm going to fly through this article, all right, on Phil Mickelson's demise. This is by Mark Slabaugh and Kevin Van Valkenburg from ESPN. And the article is titled, quote, "It's a pretty big fall, how everything changed for Phil Mickelson in just 1 year." I'm not going to read the whole article till you read excerpts from it, but it said, imagine as you watch the final moments of last year's PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in the Ocean Course last year, how you would feel if someone had told you in that moment Phil Mickelson was on a path to become the most divisive figure in professional golf. How could the outpouring of affection with the throngs of jubilant fans chanting lefty, lefty, lefty as he stampeded through the ropes just so that they could get close to him in the fairway fade in only 1 year's time? How could the oldest major champion in history have fallen or would have to fall by what he would choose by his own accord and not even defend the PGA Championship? They go on to say, it happened as Ernest Hemingway once described, the act of going broke, gradually, then suddenly. But 1 year later, we stand here, Mickelson choosing to skip the second straight major, still mired in a controversy set in motion by airing his frustration with the PGA Tour and by flirting with the LIV Golf, the upstart tour funded by the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia. The authors of the article said it would be unfair to classify Mickelson as a pariah. He still has a legion of fans and a core group of peers who believe he's been singled out for an avalanche of criticism, framed as a scapegoat by the tour, is facing existential threat to rival golf league. Webb Simpson said, quote, we're in a cancel culture now. If you say one thing or somebody digs up something in your past, they cancel you. There have been many situations out there and in sports where a player might have done something wrong. Sure, we can all agree, but I'd rather be in an environment where there's a forgiveness culture, not a cancel culture. He said, I'm going to screw up. I know I'm going to screw up. I'm going to say things I don't mean or say things in the moment that sound bad, and I'd hope that people give me the benefit of the doubt. And, yeah, there would be some consequences for when we screw up, but I don't think it should be as much as what we've seen. Like, hey, you're out. You're gone. That's Webb Simpson. The authors go on to say that but the damage that Mickelson did with his own reputation in an attempt to leverage both sides, trying to use the prospect of joining the rival league against various concessions from the PGA Tour, then boasting about it to a journalist writing his biography, is hard to overstate. His friends can see that much at least. Kevin Kisner, who is outspoken about golf and about players, said, quote, it's crazy. It's a pretty big fall. I can't imagine what he's gone through mentally and emotionally through the whole year, but a little bit of humble pie never hurts anyone. His agent released a statement last month saying that he had requested a release from the PGA Tour for that first LIV event, and the tour denied that. The authors of the article go on to say that would Mickelson, one of the most popular players of his generation, toss away what's left of his legacy by challenging the PGA Tour's position for a quick grab of Saudi money? The LIV Golf Invitational Series is offering the richest purchase in history, $25 million for each regular season event. Resurfacing in London might allow Mickelson, who did not respond to the request to be interviewed for the story, to return outside the intense media glare. PGA Tour pro Charlie Hoffman, who grew up with Mickelson in San Diego, said last week that he was worried about facing difficult questions. The Mickelsons were worried about facing difficult questions and why he chose not to play this week. Hoffman said, quote, I have the utmost respect for Phil, and I think everything that he's trying to do was in the player's best interest, to be completely honest with you. I think at some point, it might have gotten out of context. I don't agree with everything he said, obviously. See, that's the thing. A lot of players agree with what he was saying, but they didn't have the guts to come out and say it. So he said it. And he was the one, because he stepped out, he's the one that's paying the price for it. But that's not the whole price, by the way. I'll get to that later. Harris English, PGA Tour player, who was part of the Ryder Cup team with Mickelson, said, quote, I hope he does come back, and I'm ready for him to come back. Golf needs him back. Hope he's very gracious in his return. I'm sure he missed it as well. He's one of the most competitive guys and loved playing golf tournaments and loved trying to win golf tournaments. I know how much he missed playing the Masters and some of those big-time PGA Tour events. I hope he's so gracious in his return and he learns how quickly this game can get away from you. Mickelson has been, quote, has gone dark, according to other tour players. Webb Simpson said, I reached out to him. He texted me right back. We had a good conversation. I told him I'm thinking about him, excited for him coming back. But let's think about this. Mickelson over the last year has been just digging holes deeper and deeper and deeper. So depending on perspective, Mickelson's tweets and comments in the months that followed the victory at Kiowa painted a picture that someone's either in the midst of a burgeoning midlife crisis or someone had a view of himself and his opinions beyond reproach. In 1 year now, let me fly through a couple of these, or through several of these. In 1 year, just on Twitter, he argued with random users about John Rahm's vaccination status. He attacked the investigative report about the Detroit News, writing, if it's accurate, about unflattering stories about mob connections that he paid a $500,000 gambling debt to. He suggested his excessive coffee drinking habit protecting him from catching COVID. He attacked the USGA rules for limiting the length of drivers. He criticized the PGA Tour's policy board on banning green reading books. He claimed the PGA Tour is holding back $10 to $20 billion in digital moments. He thanked Elon Musk for grumbling about his $11 billion tax bill. He asked why he couldn't try to achieve a herd immunity with the Omicron variant. He announced, incorrectly, that he'd won the $8 million first prize for the most impact program on the PGA Tour. He claimed he was considering leaving the tour because of obnoxious greed. He chimed in to agree with Hoffman about unfair playing rules and waste management open was an example of players considering other tours. All this before his big interview about his biography. And then that's where it got really out of hand, because he's called a name I won't say on the radio about the Saudis and that they killed the U.S. or the Washington Post reporter, gotten all that. But with that said, some of the tour players have also said they don't care if he returns. Roy Mickelson initially called his comments naive, reckless, selfish, ignorant, and sad before softening his stance a little bit later on. Greg Norman said his initial reaction was shock. He did have other guys that were going with him, but after his comments, guys backed out. You get all that. However, the big deal here is, I'm going to try to wrap this up quickly. The big deal here is that it's about to get worse. Mickelson's loyal fans have forgiven him for the past. In 2015, where a California man was sentenced to prison for money laundering, the man allegedly acting as a conduit for offshore gambling operations laundered approximately $2.75 million that belonged to Phil Mickelson, who was not charged in the case. The next year, the Securities and Exchange Commission, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend any football fans here, alleged that Mickelson made $931,000 purchasing stock on insider trading tip from sports gambler Billy Walters. Mickelson wasn't criminally charged, Walters was. The federal government alleged that Mickelson used some of the money to pay for Walters' gambling debts. Mickelson's fans forgave him. Intentionally moved the ball at Shinnecock. I forgot about that in 2018. Anyway, the next book that's coming out is the Walters side of the story. Sports gambling guy, mob-related guy, money laundering guy, paying off his debts guy. It's not going to be good. The book that's coming out now, or is about to be released, it's going to be bad for Mickelson. It sounds like the Walters book, or what they say, if the Walters book is as explosive as anticipated, the damages might be worse. A source told ESPN, quote, Billy Walters is not a man to be trifled with. So skeletons coming out about Phil Mickelson and his legacy. In 1 year, Phil Mickelson has just fallen from grace, man. Probably as fast as, well, I can't say that. Pete Rose, Lawrence Taylor, O.J. Simpson. There's a lot of guys out there. But in this sport, at least, probably as fast as anybody. I don't know, Tiger Woods kind of did it too a little bit, I guess. So I'm going to get your thoughts on it. At 7:25, I'm going to let Milt Lauder talk about it a little bit as well. But what an interesting story. Let's talk more about it. Phone calls, texts, and tweets. Love for you to come back. Hour number.